March, the only month that is also a verb, implies action. This year, it overachieves, with snappy animation during the next few weeks. Consider, March brings the year's fastest sunlight gain, especially in the afternoon when we most notice it. While April will provide the quickest growth in morning sunshine, meaning when daybreak happens, each day now has more than 3 minutes of additional light than the day before. Each sunset now happens about 2 minutes later, shoving back evening darkness by nearly an hour between now and the 31st. And the seasons respond. Down below, one can almost feel the green blanket of buds sweep northward like a tide, arriving in Washington, D.C. by mid-month and into New York City during early April. Springtime green moves northward at the rate of nearly 2 miles an hour, about the same rate as a mom pushing a baby stroller. Upstate New York, for example, has forests that don't get their canopy until the first week of May, and we've still got to get through our often snowy month of March, but now it's a piece of cake. Back in the sky, the noonday sun now stands 4 of its own widths higher up each week, producing a more direct intensity that is palpable on exposed skin. We've now entered the year's fastest growing increase in the sun's intensity, and everyone and every creature can feel it. So while the first day of spring will not come for another fortnight on March 20th, the current explosive growth in both the length of each day and in the strength of the midday sun makes such official milestones mere formalities. No wonder early civilizations bothered to lug heavy stones or align pillars to join Earth together with the sky's rapid changes. They no doubt felt the same intoxication we do, for it's now here, and it's unstoppable. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.